We are joined by Jeff O'Brien over on AM 1130. He is lawyer extraordinaire, right? Or attorney extraordinaire. Lawyer extraordinaire. Over here on the BS show, he is lawyer, attorney, and barrister extraordinaire. We top them by three. Anyway, got a presidential three and out with Jeff. And Jeff, this a lot of people have problems with Trump, but he really has outsmarted and taken it to the Democrats with his executive order. They're really in a no-win right now based on what he did.
Yeah, this is a politically smart move. I mean, I am not a fan of governing by executive fiat. I wasn't when Barack Obama did it to create the DACA program, and I'm not crazy about this president doing it, but from a pure political standpoint, when you're 90 days out from a presidential election and with everything else going on, this is an absolutely politically brilliant move. To basically say, fine, you guys can't get a bill done, I'm not going to let you crash the economy. I'll do it. And now I put the Democrats in the position of bringing a court action to challenge the constitutionality of these executive orders. In a sense, they'll be suing to prevent money from going to the American working class.
And for people who aren't aware, the $600 that was the bonus has been cut to $400, which does, I believe, create an incentive for some people to want to go back to work, because they may not be making more money than they had been making in their job. So that's a good move. And yes, exactly. What are they going to do? The Democrats are going to go to court and say, you can't do this. People would be enraged if they're trying to take that money away. By the way, do you know, does this start within the next couple of weeks, or when does it start?
Well, I think you said as soon as possible. I think there is involved some state action as well. I don't know exactly when it's to kick in, but it sounds like there's some chatter that the congressional Democrats in the White House and the Senate Republicans are talking about. They're restarting negotiations on a bipartisan relief plan that gets rid of some of Nancy Pelosi's pet projects that she wanted, like letting felons vote and vote by mail and money to illegal immigrants. So then the state and local tax, the state and local government subsidies, all those things they want to strip out of the bill and get down to the bare minimum. On the reducing the 600 to the 400, I am absolutely in favor of it. And I'm doing this speaking from experience and anecdotal evidence. I have small business clients that are having a hell of a time trying to bring their workforce back because people want to continue to sit on unemployment and make the extra money.
Yep, that makes sense, though.
This has been a big hindrance to getting, one of the big ways to get this unemployment number back down is to lower that number so it's more beneficial to go back to work. I believe that there's employers that I have clients that are looking to hire. So the jobs are there, but people have been making more money on unemployment. Now it's time to get them back to work.
Well, and that's the way it should be. Now, item two, Biden, he had a bad day this past week or last week.
Yep. When Trump, has ever since this Bill Sepian came onto the scene with his campaign, Trump has been making a lot of right moves to right the ship. I didn't think that he was down necessarily by double digits, but I definitely think he was down to Biden. And Biden's campaign has been running a brilliant campaign up to this point, given what they have to work with, right? Keep the guy in a basement. Let's run this fictionalized version of Joe Biden based on what everybody knows from his time in office from 1972 to 2016, right? Let's run that Joe Biden and not focus on where Joe Biden is today. And in this last week, the president coming out and doing, restarting the coronavirus briefings and doing it in a much smoother way in terms of not always fighting with the press. He'll answer a question, he'll move on to the next person. He's not sticking on and battling with the press. It was making him look unpresidential doing that. So you have that, you have the Chris Wallace interview, you have the Axios interview. I mean, he's sitting with hostile interviewers and doing these and anybody other than the strongest, most Democrat partisans are noticing that and saying, you've got to give the guy a measure of respect. He's sitting for hostile interviews. Biden has been trying to work this last week. He came out of his theory, came out of the bunker and did this presentation, and he fell flat on his face in a lot of ways.
Well, he did. I mean, he got upset because the guy the interviewer asked if he'd had any cognitive tests, and he basically accused the guy of being a junkie, or asked if he was a junkie.
Yeah.
He completely lost it. And see, this is the thing that people have to see about this guy. Okay, here's the thing that I look at. Either A, he has cognitive issues, and B, if he doesn't, then what is the reason for him being able to speak coherently with more than a sentence or two, if that? You know, his forward-looking...
They try to blow it on this stutter, but it's just...
It's not a stutter.
There's a lot more to this than a stutter. And, Bob, you know, you and I have both dealt with people that have been dealing with dementia and mental and cognitive issues. And Joe Biden acted just like somebody who had a cognitive issue when they were questioned about whether or not they had a cognitive issue.
They get...
You know, they lashed... He lashed out. He was insulting... He was, you know, short-tempered, exactly what you would expect. And I think this is why there's been talk on the Democrat side. We talked about this last week, about trying to get him out of the debates, and he doesn't have it in to avoid the debates, right? Go into the debate with Trump.
If he
and
does
Trump
not
is
debate,
going to push a button with him.
He loses the independents. I think, well, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yep.
Because they're...
Trump's debate strategy is get Biden to have one of these dementia moments on national TV.
And he will force him into it because he will lose his cool.
You know, I think there's a better than 50% chance at some point during the debate, Joe Biden challenges Donald Trump to step outside or challenge him to a fight.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
I think it could be that way.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
And so, you know, we hear now about this, he may have settled on his vice presidential pick. It's going to come down to that. I heard there was a story yesterday. I read that Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, apparently flew out to Delaware covertly last Sunday, and supposedly met with Biden about and was being auditioned for the VP slot.
Why would
which
he
would suggest to me? Yeah. Which this would suggest to me that, you know, he boxed himself in by saying he was going to pick a woman of color, but every potential vice presidential candidate that he has that fits that criteria has some serious issues. If you're looking at the question of if he has to step down, is the vice presidential pick qualified to lead? So I think that's why he was interviewing a current governor to try to satiate that, you know, try to put that issue to rest. You know, he boxed himself in with that pronouncement, and I think it's going to come back to bite him.
Well, and also, he picks a woman who's hated in her own state because of the things she's done. And also, the third item, by the way, is about apparently he took a bike ride, and this shows he doesn't have cognitive issues. Jeff, we've seen pictures of cats riding bikes. You know, I'm not going to vote for them.
I know, Bob, you know, you and I both have been around former professional athletes who have been diagnosed with either ALS or Alzheimer's or dementia or some sort of cognitive issue, right? Because of their playing career. And I did this 2 years ago. I played golf with a former athlete who was diagnosed with dementia. I'm not going to name names, but I will tell you that person's golf game was spot on. And I had played with this person prior to them being diagnosed, and it was just as good. There's muscle memory. Just because he can ride a bike doesn't mean
he's
that
nothing.
He's not in cognitive decline.
No, that's absurd for people to think that way. Well, Jeff, we got to have it. We may be talking again this week, particularly after he announces his VP. So, Jeff O'Brien, thanks so much. Chestnut Cambrone is where you can find it. Give a number, Jeff, if somebody wants to reach out to you.
612-336-1298.
It's an easy one to remember. Thanks so much, Jeff O'Brien. We'll take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.